Costs depend on your age, gender, and smoking status, amount of coverage selected, and any feature to be included, such as return of premium upon death and return of premium on cancellation of the contract. Some plans start off very inexpensive and increase in costs at various intervals. For example, every 10 or 20 year period. In addition, these types of plans, known as term plans because they terminate, cease at age 75. Other plans offer level premiums to age 75 so that people can budget and are not surprised by future price increases. The best type of plan is a permanent one, whereby premiums are level in cost and payable to age 100. You cannot outlive your coverage even if you live beyond age 100. Some plans pay out the face amount while others continue on a paid-up basis until a claim is made. Let's compare costs. Using a $100,000 comprehensive plan offering 25 covered illnesses and conditions. For example, a non-smoking male, age 40, can expect to pay an initial premium of under $500 on a 10-year term basis, with his last renewal increasing to almost $6,000 a year before the plan would expire at age 75. A permanent product for him would cost $1,100 a year and would not expire. A 40-year-old non-smoking woman would have an initial premium of just over $500 per year, again, on a 10-year term basis, with her last renewal increasing to approximately $4,300 per year. Alternatively, a permanent plan would cost her only $1,000 a year and never expire. One recent claimant who bought a permanent plan that included a return of premium option simply stated, "Buying a critical illness policy is a no-brainer. If you are lucky enough not to collect a benefit, you can get all your premiums back. It's a win-win situation. Everyone should do it."